You've probably noticed that this brand new episode is coming out on April 1st, not our normal Tuesday. There's probably a reason. Have fun listening. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today, we're going to talk about the exciting subject of nuns with guns.
Nuns? Oh.
The Vatican Women's Rifle Team.
Shooting nuns! And that's right. Not shooting nuns. That's
no, nuns with
nuns
guns.
Who shoot.
It never gets old. I've been talking about that for a couple days now.
I'm still, so excited.
I know. Still not tired of saying it. This is the product of a foreword from my dad. So the post he sent has a picture of five nuns in the traditional habit with the, you know, the headdress and the big white collar, and they are holding rifles. It's captioned that it's the 1936 Olympic team, the Vatican Women's Rifle Team.
Okay, you sent this to me and I was like, that cannot be true. Look into it.
Right? Yeah. So the picture is captioned that it's, they competed in several events and the team was led by Mother Superior Maria Grazia. They didn't medal, according to the article, but it also said that Sister Juliet, who is on the far right, joined the French underground as a sharpshooter and was credited with assassinations of Nazi officials and provided support for numerous covert operations. And what a good idea to use a nun.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently in 1946, she was awarded the Medaille Militaire by the French government. Sorry for my pronunciation. And it says, after a failed attempt to enter politics, she entered the convent again in 1949.
Okay, wait. I love it.
So here's the thing, though. As many wonderful stories are on the internet, this one is not true. The Vatican did not participate in the 1936 Olympic Games at all. And the nuns with guns picture is indeed nuns with guns, but it's not the Vatican Women's Rifle Team. That was not a thing.
Wait a minute. You just dragged me through this.
I know. Wasn't it glorious while you were there, though? And couldn't you kind of believe it? Because nuns dedicate their life to service. And so they're often very well educated and have random hobbies, like Sister Paula Mary Turnbull with the, she's a sculptress and she did our Spokane's garbage goat. And so it doesn't surprise you that nuns might do some things that you don't expect, but it's not true.
I feel so betrayed.
But it is nuns with guns. It really is nuns with guns. I couldn't not tell you the whole story and have you have a moment of this is so cool.
Okay, but so wait. So was there actually a nun who was a sharpshooter for the military?
No.
So the whole thing is I'm saving this for April Fools. Is that what you're telling me?
Or like February when we're all really gloomy. This would be a good January, February when we really need some vitamin D. But here's the real story.
Okay.
The image credit there, you won't see this on our website, but I'll link to places that have it. They don't know who took the original picture, but they do know that it is likely taken in 1957 at Camp Missionock in Massachusetts. And it's titled Row of Nuns Aiming Rifles, because there's two. There is a photo of the nuns actually aiming too.
Oh my gosh.
It's so great. So the original caption cites that it's the Sisters of Divine Providence set their sights as they try out new 22 caliber guns presented to them at Camp Missionock by Harrington and Richardson of Worcester, Massachusetts. So it's not all that disappointing. The original story is also kind of great. I don't know. Don't you think maybe there could have been nuns in the resistance and who could have been great spies?
Okay, you don't get to reverse engineer me. Now you've betrayed me.
People, this is a cautionary tale. Check your sources.
This is why we tell kids in school you need at least three sources to corroborate. Yeah, and don't use Amy Barton as one of those sources.
This is very, very true.
If you are in the mood for more shenanigans...
and tomfoolery.
And you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Check out our Instagram for fun science facts. Facts, actual facts, I promise. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.
I got around to the truth eventually, okay?
You did.
We arrived at the end. It was circuitous, but we got there.
Wrapped it up like a little present. Oh, that was sneaky.
Yes.